Okay, we're continuing in the Maimer of Anila Dodi Vidodi Li by the Balatanya. We're in the middle of the third parak of the Maimer. After explaining the aspect of Elul being the Itaruta de Latata, the arousal from below, where the Jew, after receiving encouragement from Hashem, as analogy of the king who's going out into the field and is encouraging people who feel distant from Hashem, who feel like a desert-like existence, where Hashem's presence is not strongly felt. Hashem comes out into the fields, as it were, to encourage people who are even in the desert to come back to Hashem and to make the effort to want to be moser nefesh for Hashem, and then Hashem will respond on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and will present the Jew with the Itaruta de la Eila, an arousal from above, where he pours in this tremendous feeling of awe and reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe is now giving us the Eitzah HaYeutzah. We read the text yesterday, and now we're going to look inside the Chassidus Mevoras. What is the Eitzah that he gives us? The first piece of advice of how to behave in Elul, being able to come and be makabel panim to greet the king. So we are on page Yud Tes. We're on page Yud Tes in the Chassidus Mevoras, the last line on the right-hand column in the bold. Okay. The Eitzah HaYeutzah Lazeh, he makes Siv, Ubikashta Misham Es Hashem Aleikecha. Left hand side now. The Eitzah Lifol Ba'atzma Lotzeis Ulkav Pnei HaMelech. So what is the advice to activate within oneself the ability to go out and to greet the king? So what do we see? The Elul is the time to greet the king. So how do you go greet the king? So v'neiksiv, it says in Parshas Va'aschanan, uvikashta misham es Hashem Elokecha matzasa. You will seek from there Hashem your God, and you will find him. What does that mean? The mashmizeh implies from this, shekdei limtzos Hashem, in order to find Hashem, dorush bikush v'chipus. It requires searching and looking. That's what the pasuk says. But apparently it doesn't make sense. Is Hashem in the category of a lost object, God forbid? That you got to search hard to find him? That's the question that the next line of the text is going to answer. Well, that's what the text is saying. So now perish. So now back to the Balatanya's words. Again, we're going below the line. Perush, meaning, kineksi vayar elokimas or kito. Hashem saw the light and it was good. Upirshu chazal, the rabbis explained what kind of the light, what's going on, and what's so good about it. Kito knows it's good to hide it. It's better to hide this light. And what is this light? Shubachinus or shubachinus ha'aris pnimius ritzonius brach yesh b'cholechad v'chem Yisrael. This aspect of light, which is the aspect of the inner illumination of the desire of Hashem in each and every single Jew. Elashuba Bechinas Hester, the Helama Od Betiva, but it's in an aspect of being hidden and covered up very much. Vitzarch Legalos Otsa Shilir Shemaim. Therefore, you have to reveal that treasury of fear of God. So, this light that we've been talking about for the last few days of Yor Hashem Panov Elech, Hashem should illuminate himself towards us. This aspect of the Yud Gimel Midas, everything we've been talking about, Hashem's strong feelings for us, and the feelings that we realize that He has and that we have for Him, that it was all hidden. That is all that hidden light. That was the very first thing that Hashem created, is that we could have a very strong relationship with Hashem. And Hashem hid that. And therefore, that is what is lost. And that is what you're looking for. You're looking for Hashem. You're looking for the revelation of Hashem that has been buried deeply within you that Jews have lost. You know, what do you mean we've lost it? It's in the house. It's the very precious jewels that you put in a very safe place to make sure you're not going to lose them. And you didn't, but they're in the house, you don't know where they are. So now you got to look for them. Yeah?
We read this and I listened to it. It doesn't explain anywhere why the light was hidden.
The light was hidden because it's just something that, because it's a relationship. And a relationship has to be worked on and cultivated, and you don't give a relationship for free. It's something that a person has to work on. It's such a precious thing. You have to be given a free will choice, and the free will choice is, do you want a relationship with Hashem, or do you want just to have your own life? And if Hashem would have made the human being to easily feel the overwhelming bliss with that, then there'd be no choice. Then obviously everybody would just want Hashem. So the person has to make choices between what's right and what is convenient or what you want. And therefore, you know, that's the way everything is in life. Why do healthy foods not taste as good as not healthy foods? Bottom line is, chocolate layer cake tastes better than carrots. Why did Hashem make it that way? For free will choice. You want to be healthy? You're going to have to be meiser nefesh.
Chocolate cakes was made by humans.
You understand what I'm saying.
I know what you're trying to say.
You want to be healthy, you have to be moser nefesh. There are no healthy people in this world who are not moser nefesh for it. You want to work out 3 times a week, you have to be moser nefesh for it. You have to pass on the fattening foods and eat the healthy foods. The truth is the healthy foods are much better for you. And if you learn to appreciate them, ultimately they are better for you. Huh? That's your choice. Believe me, if chocolate cake was healthy, it wouldn't be very hard to lead a healthy lifestyle. And that's why Hashem gives us these choices. There has to be choice. If the side of good is so overwhelmingly powerful that it just knocks you out, then what's the choice? So Hashem buries it deep inside you, and He tells you, I'm telling you, trust me. There's something beautiful here. Just listen to me. And she's going to have to spend a lifetime trusting God and being meiser nefesh till it finally comes. You know, you got to earn that love. You got to find that love. That's the rule. Itaruta delatata. You start with the arousal from below. You have to make the effort. And that's how Hashem set up the system.
Hashem's love is so overwhelming. Every time we get up in the morning, everything things happen to us is because Hashem loves us.
And
how can it be hidden? Why does it?
Because I wonder why most people aren't observant Jews. If it's so overwhelming,
that's a choice.
Well, why? Because it's buried, the realization of that point is buried deep inside the Jew. If that light was shining, believe me, every Jew would be learning Torah all day long.
So what's wrong with that?
But they're not. That's what the point I'm telling you. It's the fact that people aren't living the way they're supposed to, the vast majority of people, and Jews especially, are not. So that shows you that obviously they're not so overwhelmed by God's presence. If you were very overwhelmed by it, you know, there's no narishkeit over here. You're mamish doing what you're supposed to be doing. If you're so overwhelmed with God's presence, you know, you're not taking in Shabbos late and ending it early. And that's all there is to it. So there's a free will choice. Let's continue. But this can be understood. Oh, so wait a minute. Yeah, now he's going to explain the Chassidus verse. It says, "Vayal kimas or kitov." Hashem saw the light; it was good. Means say kitov. He knows it's good to hide it. Shor shenivra b'yom rishon nignas. That the light that was created on the first day was hidden. V'nimis saying, what's the concept? Or is that koi al ha'aris panim elyonim? This light refers to the illuminated face elyonim. That illuminated relationship with Hashem that's inside every Jew. That's the pasuk says, Yo'er Hashem panav elecha. Yo'er is a lashon or, light. V'or zeh ganuz v'nishas adam. This light is hidden in the soul of a human being. Shuba b'chinas hester pelam me'od b'tivo. It's very hidden in the nature of the person. The Zoe Avodas HaAdam. This is the service of a human being, of a Jew in this world. Legalos es Hagonos. To reveal that which is hidden. That's it. Vizel Inyanos Shoshamayim. Shibachalacha. That's the concept of the treasure house of fear of God that's in every human being. Dukamo, it's like an otzer hatamim betachtis aret shechofer achav v'igia tumah. It's like a buried treasure deep in the earth. You got to dig with a lot of effort. So kach tzarach lachver v'igia tumah legalas otzer shel yir shemayim atzafu n'musa b'v'chidas alev shel kol adam yisrael. So too, you got to dig deep, hard, to reveal that treasury of fear of God that's hidden within the heart and the soul of every single Jew. And therefore, continuing, the yesh, me, so now that's what's there. So now if we do that work, and we make the hard effort, and what is that? That's by keeping the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah the way Hashem wants you to keep them, that will bring it out. That's what the Zohar says, that the 613 mitzvahs are 613 itim. They're etzes, they're advices. Their advice as to how to bring out that feeling of closeness of Hashem to us. And if we would follow the plan, we would be, and that's hard work, you'd bring it out and you'd feel it inside of you. However, he continues, V'yeshmi, shehu bebechinas aveda etzel bechinas kolos, but there's others that haven't done the appropriate work, that this godly light that's inside the soul, it's like an aspect of a lost object, like an aspect of exile. Explains the Chassidus Mufuaris. Muvad ze she'or ze gonus betiva betok mimus v'nefesh shel kol echad Yisrael. Besides the fact that this light is hidden inside every Jewish soul, and with the brackets, and therefore you need a lot of work to reveal it, and we can add, and with every averi you do, it becomes even more hidden. It starts off hidden. We do the averis to make it even more hidden. So now, hine yesh mi she'or zeh, you have certain people that this, I know there's a lot of beeping went out, I don't know if this went off or not, I don't know. It's a lot of noises I just heard.
Memory card full.
Okay, so you want to get another memory card? Okay. So he's saying, besides the fact that this thing is totally hidden, and with every aver we do it, it makes it even more hidden, he says, hine yesh mi she'or zeh, ein rak gonus, is someone that the light, it's not only hidden, elohu bebechinas aveda etzlo, it's of an aspect of something being totally lost from him. V'hainu shehu bebechinas golus, this is an aspect of being in exile under the domain of the force of the other side. That's the aspect of Golos in the simple understanding. What is Golos? That foreign people are controlling you. That's what Golos is. And that's a result of the things you do, even the neutral things that are not for Hashem. That causes that the external forces have control over the person. So you have two aspects here. You have an aspect of something being hidden, and then something being lost. And lost meaning that it's under the control of other forces. And that is exactly what we read in this week's parsha of Arami Oved Avi. When the person brings his Bikurim, he goes over Jewish history, and he says, Arami Oved Avi, as I said yesterday morning, that the Aramean, Lavan, tried to Oved Avi, tried to make my father lost. What does it mean, lost? Did it mean he wanted to kill Yaakov? He didn't want to physically kill Yaakov, because he knew that Yaakov brought great blessings to Lavan, and Lavan wanted those great blessings. He just didn't want Yaakov's religiosity. So he wanted to have Yaakov assimilate. If Yaakov would assimilate, then he would be lost. What do you mean he would be lost? He would be lost to the neshama that was inside of him. And that he would just be a regular Yaakov, and not to become a Yisrael. And that's the idea of loss. Loss means in control of other forces. Lavan, who was the expert con man, wanted to control everything that was in Padan Aram, and he wanted to control Yaakov too. How do you control someone? Get them to be seduced to the narcissistic way of life, and then you're totally in control. Money controls you. That's the idea of Arami Ovad Avi. He wants to make us constantly lost. He wants us to lose our neshamas. That's what he wanted to do. And that's every year. That's the way it always is. That's the way we read it. Why? Because there's always Arami Oved Avi. It's a constant threat to the Jewish person to lose that. What do you mean lose it? In other words, it's so far gone, you're going to have to... It's in other people's control. You've been captured. You're the POW. And that's all from the negative behaviors that a person does. Now, if you look in footnote 29, so the Tzemach Tzedak, the grandchild of the Balatanya, in his abridged review of this Shmuz, he says, Al derech ezet it says, for example, what do you call a shoita? The Gemara discusses in the Chagiga, there's three criteria to determine if a person is mentally incompetent. Three criteria. One of the criteria is Al derech ezu shota hama'abed ma shenoistim loy. A shoita is someone who ma'abed, he loses or destroys ma, something, ma means something, or what, shenoistim, what you give him. You give a person $100 bill, he rips it up. There's no value. He doesn't sense any value in anything. If that's an adult, that's called a shota. That's a halachically incompetent person. So on the deeper level, the deeper understanding, v'kavana so, what's the Gemara really mean? Keperish harava magid, as the Rebbe says, that Adam, the word Adam, Aleph Dalid Mem, the Gematria Ma, Memhe, has the same numerical value as 45. And 45 is the numerical value of the word Memhe. Ma, same value. So now you understand that what does Hashem give us all? Shenoisim lo Ma. Hashem gives you the fact that you're a human being. He gives us the gift of life of being a human being. We are all a ma. We're all a ma. Ma is the numerical value of Adam. And what's a shaita? What's a shaita? Someone who destroys, hama'abed, caused to be lost, the ma that is given to you. The gift of being a human being. That's what a ma is. You ever hear the word ma? It's a code word for an Adam. So you lose your humanity. You lose the human that you are. That's a crazy person. Right? Isn't the craziest person the person who wastes his life? You know, the most precious thing we're talking about, can you imagine if somebody starts ripping up $100 bills, you think he's crazy, right? And he sits and wastes his whole day. Who's crazier? Who's crazier? Who loses out? Who distances himself from the whole neshama that's inside himself and lives his life without even knowing that he's got it? The most precious gift you have is the neshama's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's buried deep inside. Not only it's buried, you've lost it. It's gone into foreign powers. And that's a crazy person. That's what it means. No one does an aveira unless a ruach shtus, unless a spirit of insanity goes into him. So that's how you lose it. That's how it gets into foreign control. So he's saying, Ratzolaymer, what he means to say, right? Tselem, Odom, Gematria, Memhe. The image of a human being, the Odom, is the miracle value of 45. Shenosom, Elom, Asolyom, which is given from the highest realms. And we know, Odom, mystically, only a Jew is called an Odom. Only a Jew is called an Odom. The Nikra Shaykh is called a fool. He loses his first over silly things. As we said, person doesn't sin unless the Ruach Shtus comes over him. This is an unbelievable idea. This was from the Mezritcher Magid. The Mezritcher Magid brought this forth. And when he says, Kavonas Beferish Harava Magid, it means the Mezritcher Magid. Right? Who's the Rebbe of the Baal Tanya? So he's explaining. You understand now? Every piece of Gemara, every piece of Gemara, you think this is a legal thing. How do you determine if someone's mentally incompetent? So I guess he wastes things that they give him. Yeah, but the most mentally incompetent person is the one who doesn't know that he's got a neshama inside of him and destroys it and loses it. He loses the ma. He loses the humanity inside of himself. So that's the idea, that you have people that their neshamas are in galus. Neshamas are mamish in exile. They're in control by other forces. Right? People, the society has controlled the way you think, the way your attitudes, and there's no such thing as looking for deeper meaning in life based on the neshama that you have. So you're totally in jail. And that's what he explains, continuing now in this last line on the left-hand side in the Chasus Mavaris. Zer b'chinas midbor. This is the aspect of desert. Shona b'matzav kazeh, person in that situation. She'efshar l'nitzot, turn the page. It's impossible for that spark haloki l'iskalso to be revealed in him. So that's what's lost. Your godly connection to Hashem is totally lost. It's in foreign control. And that again is because you lost the battle, as we said yesterday. You start by losing the battle to Muhammad's Rishus, where the mundane things are not connecting to Hashem. And that's the desert. That's the desert. And once mundane things aren't connected to Hashem, then you lose the whole game. Then everything falls apart. You do every kind of affair and you end up no connection to Hashem. Baal Zeh Nemar, and that's why the Pasuk says, this is now the Baal Tanya's words, Uvikashtem, you will search it out. Shetavakesh v'techapesh, look for it. Ve'chibus elach aveda, you only search for something that's lost. Ve'andavashu avuda esav v'chinas kol, something that's lost in the aspect of golos, which is that godly spark as we discussed. And to this, he explains, this is vikashtim, and you will look for it. They only look for lost objects. It's referring to that godly spark, which is like the aspect of golos and the lost object. You got to search after it in order to find it. Right? V'zeo, and that's what the Baal Tani continues. Just trying to make sure I'm not going ahead of the text now. So that's what it says. Es Hashem Eloikecha. It says you will search Hashem Eloikecha. Shunim Shech Mibachinas El. That's that aspect that comes from Kel. That aspect of the Yud Gimel Nidos. Hasher B'chol Odom Lachios Nasho Lokis. That resides in every Jew to give his, to give life to his godly spirit. Says the Chassidus verse, "Vzel gam diyuk haloshen." That's what the wording means, implies. We kashtem es Hashem Elokecha, your God. What does your God mean? Pirsh Elokecha. What does Elokecha mean? Elokashocha, the God that belongs to you. That aspect of Hashem's connection to you, that's inside your neshama. That's what you lost. Klaimer zel masha kadosh baruch hu kochecha v'chiyuscha. That which Hashem is your power, your strength, your life, your vitality. That aspect of the neshama, the godly spirit, that what runs it, what drives it, it's the kale aspect that resides in every Jew and sustains that godly spirit. That part has, you have to find that part that, that energizes you. But since, for this person, there's the aspect of the lost object and the exile, that's inside the, which has the halumas ze hasholetus, but that the other side is ruling over it. So you gotta search. It's a captive. It's a captive. It's someone who's captured. You got to find it. You've got to get a seek and rescue mission over here. It's not stam. It's you can't find it. It's captured, which is even harder. V'hine. Did we go further than that? So now let's go back upstairs. Now back to the Baal Tanya, the fourth line from the top. Okay, so now we're looking for something that's captured. Okay, now he's coming to the crunch here. And the text says, "Ubikashtem mishom." You will look for it from there. Mishom daika, specifically there you will find it. Kikashem she'efshalachapes acharaveda ulamatzah zulfamachmashenevda. Because you can't, just like you can't find a lost object unless you're going to look in the place where it's lost. Right? If you're looking somewhere else, you're not going to find it. Right? As you recall, there was a great professor, a Professor Eddington, who gave a talk once on science and religion. So he gave the analogy of a person at night who seems to be looking, he's standing under a light, a post, and he seems to be looking for something that's lost. So a person says, "Oh, excuse me, looks like you've lost something. Can I help you in any way? What did you lose? What are you looking for?" So he says, whatever he says. He says he lost it. He says, "Well, where do you think you lost it?" "I lost it, I think, about like 2 miles away from here." So then this guy says, "Why are you looking here?" "Because it's the only place that's got any light." Right? So that's foolish. So he was talking about scientists. He was a scientist himself. He says, so at the end of the speech, right, that he was giving to famous scientists, he says, "The problem is that you guys are trying to determine if there is a God, and you're only looking where you have a light post. And if your whole way of looking is only where your light is, by definition, you've excluded so many areas of which you're looking at. So of course, how do you expect to find God? God is not yet found in your instruments of measuring. And because you don't have enough sophistication, you're saying, well, if we can't find him, he's not there. That's how foolish you are. So what's the point of all this? The many people look in the wrong places for what they have lost. Right? People says, well, I have to go to the Far East to find my neshama. I have to, well, maybe if I lose weight and I exercise and have a good sense of self, then I'm going to find myself. Everyone's looking to find themselves, going to backpack through Europe and find themselves. You're looking in the wrong place. You want to find yourself, you look right in here. How do you look in here? You got to follow the Torah. You got to keep Shabbos. You got to do those kinds of things. Learn Torah. That's how you're going to find it. That's the instrument to find it. That's the point. That's what the Baal Tanya is saying. You can't look after an object except in a place where it's lost. It's the only place where you can look for it. You don't look for anywhere else because you'll never find it. So just like that's the rule with any lost object, kach lo yasig or pnei Hashem v'shitiyav oso elav v'yiros alponav kimach rachipus tchila b'makam shenev delo al derech mashikos of nach besod erachenu v'nashuva. So similarly, you're not going to find the hidden light that what? That has Hashem's love and fear that's upon us and that connection. Only after you look in the place where it's lost from, and that's what the Pasuk Navi says, Nach besoder chenu v'nashuva l'Hashem. Let's search our ways and return to Hashem. Right? Meaning to say, Shiyapash veish b'maisav. What did that Pasuk say? Nach besoder chenu v'nashuva. We got to inspect our ways, v'diburav, and our speech, u'machshavos, and our thoughts, sh'avav v'chofu miyom yosha shelo tovim, from all the days that have passed, you know, as long as we've been alive, and all those that are not good. So it's like in brackets. Sha'avu v'chochum yomei yoso, that's like in brackets. You should search out all the things we've done, said, and thought that are not good. That's what we gotta do that. That's the searching. Ba'yedeze yismarmer libo bekirbo, and that will embitter his heart inside of him. V'yashuv el Hashem v'rachameihu. And he will return to Hashem, and he will have mercy upon him. The Hainu mean to say, what will the mercy be? What will happen? It will arouse great mercies. Al nitzu saloka shibasocho, the bechinas golos, upon the sparks of godliness that are inside the person, which is now this aspect of golos. Okay, so let's digest that. So let's look below. We'll look on the last line on the right hand side. Kamal shechit plus gashmi hubamakam aveda dafka, just like physically looking for something, you have to look where it was lost. Kachipus ruchani said, that's the same thing with the spiritual search. Legalos hanitzus haloki, to reveal the spiritual spark. Kideshiyok alakabu aris panim elyonim, to receive the higher light from Hashem. Vaideis alis aris bavas Hashem, and that will arouse your love and fear for Hashem. What do you gotta do? How do you find it? Sarach lios bamakam aveda, you gotta look for where it was lost. Where's it lost? Misham Daika, specifically there. Hainu meaning, where have you lost it? Where did it get lost? How did it get stolen? The mass of diburim u'machshavosim v'shalol Hashem emes, from the thoughts, speech, and actions that were not focused to Hashem. It says, nachbisa, search darkeinu, your ways, v'nachkar, and inspect them. How did it get overtaken? How did it go into galus? Because of every avera that you did. Every non-godly directive, thought, feeling, emotion, word that you said, buried it deeper into galus. That's where you lost your Yiddishkeit. That's where you lost that connection to Hashem. So that's exactly the place you gotta go and find it. Right? That's it. That through the murky mire of thinking and talking and doing things that have no connection to Hashem. That's where it's all lost. So now you gotta go and find, okay, what are those things that I've done, said, and thought that are not connected to Hashem, that have now taken it into captivity and caused it to get lost? And that's what he says in the next paragraph. Kishis boinim b'masav halotovim. When a person reflects on the activities that are not good that he did, yisor berikshay merirus al rikukam Hashem, it arouses feelings of bitterness over the distance that he has from Hashem. And therefore, v'yivakesh rachamim, then he will ask for mercy. Kemo shekasov. Now look at this beautiful pshat that the Baal Tanya is saying, not, and this we lay in every fast day. It says, v'yashuv el Hashem v'rachameihu, and you will return to Hashem. Now how do you translate the next word? V'yirachameihu, and he will have mercy upon him. Who will have mercy upon who? So the simple meaning, we think, is that God will have mercy on you. Return, v'yashuv el Hashem, you will return to Hashem, v'yirachameihu, and he'll have mercy upon you. But that's a little bit problematic, because if the first verb is referring to the human being, the Yashuv, and he will return, who? And the Jew will return, so then the next verb, Birachameh, should also be going, since there's no discussion of the switch between the subject and predicate, so Birachameh really means, so via perisha pnimi, the inner understanding, Birachameh, he'll have mercy on him, koi lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not on Hashem, and he'll have mercy on the person. And we'll have the opposite. Al ha'adam, on the person. He has to return to Hashem. And to have mercy on Hashem. What does that mean? Rachameihu? He will have mercy on him. It's going, referring to the name of Hashem was mentioned beforehand. He will return to Hashem and he'll have mercy on Hashem. What do you mean you have mercy on Hashem? V'hainu al ha'aras shem avayu hanitzus haloki shebekirba shehi v'b'chirus kol sato. He'll have mercy on Hashem. He'll have mercy on the godly aspect that's inside of himself. He'll have mercy on that, the one that he has put into galus. And he'll have mercy on that and he'll bring it out of galus and take it out of galus. And that's what we said last Shabbos. What's the greatest mercy in the world? Greatest mercy is to be on yourself. Have mercy for yourself. And that's the hardest one to have mercy on. The real mercy, not the phony mercy. The mercy that you have inside of yourself, a beautiful neshama that's capable of being illuminated to the point that you love and fear Hashem and you only want to do what Hashem wants. You want to be close to Hashem. And it started off being buried. And now what did you do by all the averis that we did, done? And all, not even the averis, but the neutral activities that do not include Hashem in our life. And the constant barrage of that has now caused that godly soul to be totally captured. And now you have to, by returning to Hashem, you will show that you have mercy upon His godly aspect that resides within yourself. And you'll be able to free it and bring it out. That is the avoda of El. Now, of course, you all knew that, but you didn't understand what it was trying to accomplish. We all say, tshuva, 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 tshuva. What's the mechanics? That's what the Rebbe is explaining here. Why should I bother to do tshuva and elul? Because tshuva is the only way of rescuing the neshama that is in galus. And that's what the job of elul is. It's a seek and rescue mission. You have a neshama that's been incarcerated for way too long. Who captured it? What? It's everything that I did that wasn't connected to Hashem. That I myself am the one who caused it to go into those. There's no one to blame but myself. So if it's those actions. Who was the one who made those actions? Me. Who's the one sitting in front of a TV for thousands of hours the whole year? Every second in front of the TV, you're not connected to Hashem. Right? Every second involved in Narishkeit, reading newspapers, all this Narishkeit. I'm not connected to Hashem. I need a break from it. So I need a break from Hashem. It means you're distancing yourself. You're putting it further into Golos. So return to Hashem and have Rachmanis on Him, on His godly aspect that is within inside of you. And that is the Ani L'Dodi, that will require Mesiras Nefesh. You'd rather die than learn Torah all day long. You'd rather die than come to shul and dance on Friday night. You'd rather die because you want to eat supper quick on Friday night. And that's what Hashem is saying. Well, then you're bearing that further and further and further. And this is the scariest part within the person, that they don't want to admit that. And you're supposed to be bitter over the fact that you are your worst enemy. There's nobody to blame but you. Right? And hopefully it will arouse a spirit of compassion. If you think about this, you'd have some compassion on yourself. And you'd say, oh, look what I did. I've got to fix that up. And this is what he concludes this parak. Back upstairs. Two lines from the bottom of page Chav. And this is what the pasuk says in Yeshaya. Liyakov asher podes Avram. To Yaakov who redeems Avram. What does Yaakov and Avram have to say? Ki midas Yaakov who midas Rachmanis. The attribute of Yaakov is the attribute of Rachmanis. That's what I said last Shabbos. It's the aspect of compassion. This is what you need to have. You need to have compassion. And that's the Yud Gimel Midas of Rachamim. 13 attributes of mercy. You have to have mercy on yourself in Elul. Shadeza Poydem HaGolos Midas Ahava. Because then you'll be able to redeem the attribute of love that we should have for Hashem, that's the attribute of Avraham, that is in Golos. Why are we not overwhelmed with a feeling of love for Hashem every moment? And as we said in the early Shabbos morning class, that's the only way to really demonstrate you've accepted the yoke of Hashem upon you. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means you accept God's sovereignty over you. By loving Hashem, that's the only way you really accept Hashem as your king. And why is that love in Golos? That love is in Golos. So have Rachmanis on that. And that love he needs also Avraham Avinu, Olav Hashem. This is the attribute of Avraham Avinu on page Chaf Aleph. Kilchen Nikra Avinu, is called our father. Lias bra kara davua, and like a son is a foot of the father. Lihi batalach laubert son isbrach, to nullify himself the overall wish of Hashem. And with this you can understand now when this week's parsha, after you go through almost 60 psukim of horrific tidings of what will happen to Jewish people, when we don't follow the word of Hashem. And you wonder, how did all this happen? It says, Tachas asher lo avadata, es Hashem elokecha besimcha mirov kol, because you didn't serve Hashem out of joy from everything that He gave you. Because you didn't have any joy. If you didn't have any joy, it means you didn't love Hashem. You didn't love Hashem, you never accepted Hashem as your king. I mean to say, you put your neshama in galus. Because you put your neshama in Golos on a spiritual level, ultimately, physically, you have to go into Golos. So you look at all those horrific Holocaust-like predictions that are written in the Torah, and Hashem says whose fault this is, and it's not Hitler's fault, it's nobody's fault, they're just pawns. But it's the Jewish people's fault because they didn't serve Hashem with joy, they didn't love Hashem, because they put their own neshamas into Golos. So let's have a little Rachmanis. Have a little Rachmanis. How do you have a little Rachmanis? So the coming year is going to come up. And what's going to happen? What's Hashem going to decide? How many little babies are going to die? And how many people are going to get into car accidents? And how many people are going to get cancer? It's all going to be decided. And it's all decided by how much the Jewish people are in Golos. When we're not in Golos and we're close to Hashem, Hashem is with us. No, there's no problems. To the degree that we ignore and just don't take care of our spiritual health, then all these physical problems come into being. It's guaranteed in the Torah. So if you love yourself and you love your children and you love Klaus, and at least forget about loving them, just have Rachmanis on them. I'd say the biggest Rachmanis is that we're in exile, and because of that, all these horrific things go on. So an issue of Rachmanis, you have to have 13 attributes of mercy. You have to say, for no other reason than the fact, you know, that, you know, instead of having to raise money for clinics and this and that, if we'd all do tshuva, people wouldn't be sick. You want to be a humanitarian? You don't have to raise any money. Humanitarian means I'm going to get the world to do tshuva, and then no one will ever be sick again. When every neshama is out of captivity, then there'll be no more sickness in the world. That's what Torah says. The Torah is saying this week's parsha. And what's the indicator? Because there's no simcha in your avodas Hashem. And you don't love what you're doing. And you don't feel close to Hashem. Why? Because you're in the desert. Why? Because you've done things that are not connected to Hashem. That's all there is to it. Right? That's what you need to have rachmanis for. So let's just do the last part of the Chassidus verse on the lower left-hand side of page Chav. If you're going to arouse, and that's what the king is going out. The king is coming out and says, I care about you. Okay, so that should arouse the Rachmanis to do the work now. That through this arousal of intense mercy over this godly spirit that you want to redeem from its exile. And that's what the Pasuk says. Call Amar Hashem Lubeis Yaakov. So says Hashem to the house of Yaakov, Asher Padas Avram, that redeemed Avram. Ulafi Pshuto. If you look at the simple meaning that the words say, Asher Padas Avram, who redeemed Avram? You think it's Kol Amar Hashem. It's Kol Amar Hashem. So says Hashem. Hashem redeemed Avram. Hashem says to the house of Yaakov, which Hashem redeemed Avram. But that's not the pshat. Ukuli numbers, if it says, Kol Amar Hashem Asher Padas Avram Lubeis Yaakov, that Hashem redeemed Avram from the house of Yaakov. No, that's not. But if you look at the simple words, it means the Yaakov who Asher Padas Avram. Yaakov is the one who redeemed Avram. Next page, Mavur the Torah says so, and the mystical explanation is the Yaakov midaso midas rachamim. Yaakov is the mid of rachamim. Avram midaso midas avi is the attribute of love, as we've explained many times. Ulapamim rach biyachol tal shom midas rachamim liftos ulara es haven. Sometimes only through the power of rachamim can you redeem and arouse the love. Why? K'adei his'eris rachamim rabim, through a great arousal of mercy, niskala nitzos haloki shebesocho, that reveals the godly spark inside of you. Shumakor shel regesh avos al Hashem, and that's the source of loving Hashem. L'dov kabo, to cling to Him, belave the nefesh, with your heart and soul, may umkadaliba, from the depths of your heart, the mesiris nefesh, from mesiris nefesh. And that's what that feeling, the king has gone out into the field and he says, I still care about you. And he said, well, you still care about me. Maybe I should care about you and care about myself and care about my godly soul that's so far away from me. And if I care enough, if you have Rachmanis, then you're willing to be Moser Nefesh for things. And that's the Avodah Velo, to be Moser Nefesh, to stop with the Narishkeit, to stop. And this whole world that we live in today is one big Narishkeit. Is one big, how do you kill your time? And let's not get God involved in anything in our lives. And that goyish understanding has influenced the majority of Jews in this world. And we got to be most in efforts and say, no, I'm not going to do these things. So, you know, so 2 weeks before Elul, you know, it's not a time to be partying. 2 weeks before Hashem, it's not a time to be partying. It's a time to have Rachmanis on yourself and to start making, and that means you got to make the changes now, not on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is too late. I mean, it's never too late. But the time where you have the ability to do it better than any time is right now, to make those changes. If we make those changes, then you're going to understand that then Hashem will come in Rosh Hashanah and let you feel it even stronger. And that's what he says in the last paragraph. That's why he's called Avram Avinu. Just look at the last paragraph on the left side. That aspect of love, like Avram's love, is found in every single Jew. That's why he's called Avinu, our father, meaning like from every Jew. He's our father. We have those genes. Really, we're capable of loving Hashem very easily. That's naturally there, although not naturally findable. We have to work on But they give midas ha'ava to Avram. If we would reveal that attribute of love like Avram has, she'ava musteris b'leiv kol Yisrael, that love which is hidden in the heart of every Jew, which was what? L'dov kabo yisbrach ha'v mesiris nefesh, to cling to Hashem to the point of willing to give up your life, to be mosir nefesh. So that aspect, ana b'chinas banim l'makom, that we are like children of God, we are brought karadavu, like to be the son who's the foot of the father, k'moshin she'nizbar, as we explained earlier, Zamar al bitul la'klal, that means you're going to nullify yourself to the la'klal, b'ritzon yisbrach, v'shum ratzon mishlo, we said to nullify your desires before Hashem says you have your own, none of your own desires. That is the attribute of Avram. And that's in every Jew. But you need rachamim to redeem it. So that's why this whole month is full of rachamim. It's Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. Hashem shows you a little bit of mercy to show He still cares about you. And then it's our job to totally make to show if you have rachamim. I have mercy. If mercy, what do you do if you have mercy for someone? You're most nefesh for them, no? Someone comes to, I'm mamish in trouble. I need money or I'm finished. So what are you going to do? You're Meister Nefesh. Here, I'll raise money for you. I'll help you. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll be Meister Nefesh for you. So now you are the one yourself who needs Mesiris Nefesh for your own Neshama. So that's what Elul is. It's the month of Meister Nefesh. That shows you are for your beloved. And if we do all that, the Mitzvah Hashem, when Rosh Hashanah comes, Hashem will say, you tried so hard and I'm going to let you feel it. You're going to really feel that love. Okay, we'll finish the third part. We at least understand why we should be doing Tshuva, and hopefully this will motivate us to start really looking at what we've done wrong and to feel terrible about it and to begin to make serious changes today and not after Rosh Hashanah. Okay, sure. Have a good Erev Shabbos.